Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 264. Sing hymn 264. We thank to the grace of the Lord Jesus that again we are able to gather at our homes to hold this family altar. For tonight's session, let us read Psalms 86. Let us turn to Psalms 86. This is a Psalm of David. It is called a Prayer of David. Let us all together read Psalms 86. Altogether, there are 17 verses. Psalms 86, verse 1. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Verse 2. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save thy servant who trusts in thee. Thou art my God. Verse 3. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to thee do I cry all the day. Verse 4. Gladden the soul of thy servant, for to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Verse 5. For thou, O Lord, art good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on thee. Verse 6. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Hearken to my cry of supplication. Verse 7. In the day of my trouble I called on thee, for thou dost answer me. Verse 8. There is none like thee among the gods of Israel, nor are there any works like thine. Verse 9. All the nations thou hast made shall come and bow down before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. Verse 10. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou alone art God. Verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, that I may walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Verse 12. I give thanks to thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. Verse 13. For great is thy steadfast love towards me. Thou hast delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Verse 11. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seek my life, and they do not set thee before them. Verse 15. But thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. 16. Turn to me and take pity on me. Give thy strength to thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. Verse 17. Show me a sign of thy favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Alright, so this is Psalms 86. Here in the title or the topic given, a prayer of David. So this psalm is a beautiful psalm. It tells us about the heart of David, who is towards God, and at the time he prayed for deliverance from the trouble. If we refer to verse 7, in the day of my trouble I call on thee, for thou dost answer me. Alright, so we use verse 7 as the title or the topic for or the theme of Psalms 86. David says, in the day of my trouble I call on thee. Alright, so here it is a prayer for deliverance from the trouble. And if we read verse 14, O God, proud or insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seek my life, and they do not set thee before them. So from verse 14, we know at the time there were some men who went against David. And David at the time, he was in the midst of this trouble. So therefore, in the verse 7, he says, in the day of my trouble, I call on thee. So this is the background of the Psalms 86. And from the Psalms 86, we can divide it into four parts or four sections. The first part, it is from verses 1 down to 7. The second part, 8 down to 10. The third part, 11 to 13. And the last part, 14 down to the 17. But of course, 17, it is also a conclusion given by King David. So for this first part, from the verses 1 down to the verse 7, here tells us about the appeal for help in trouble. It tells us about the prayer of David to the Lord God. So from the verses 1 to 4, 1 to 4, it tells us about David himself. In the verse 1, here, of course, from the verse 1 to 4, there are 6 requests made by King David. So in the verse 1, the first one, incline thy ear, means hear. He asked the Lord to hear him. And the second one, in the verse 1, answer me. Verse 2, preserve or keep my life. Then verse 2, the lower portion, save thy servant. Then verse 3, be gracious to me. And in the verse 4, gladden the soul of thy servant. Alright, so from here, you're able to see from verses 1 to 4, there are 6 requests made by David. He asked the Lord to hear, to answer, to keep or preserve, to save, to be gracious, and in the end, to gladden or make his soul joyful. So there are these 6 requests by King David. And of course, if we read the lower part, the lower portion of these verses, there is a repetition of the word for. So it is a reasoning. But this reasoning, it does not imply that David was proud, but of course he knew his position, he knew his condition before God. So in the verse 1, he says, for I am poor and needy. David knew his position. He was weak, he was helpless, he was destitute of necessaries of life. So he said, for I am poor and needy. Verse 2, he says, for I am godly. So he was one who worshipped the Lord, who fear God, who walk in his ways. Then verse 2 says, thy servant who trust in thee. Alright, so David knew his position before God. He says, I am poor and needy, that he was godly, and he who is one who trust in the Lord. So at the time, he prayed for mercy. And in the verse 3, he says, for to thee do I cry all day. So every day he prayed to the Lord. That's why he asked the Lord to answer his prayers. And verse 4, lower portion, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Alright, so in this prayer of David, here he make request to the Lord. And of course also, here there is the reasoning why he pray, why he hope that the Lord will hearken to his prayer. And one important part we are able to see, verse 1, incline thy ear, O Lord. So this Lord is in the capital. Same with the verse 6, give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Hearken to my cry of supplication. So from here, we know this capital Lord, here it tells us about the Lord Yahweh. He is a covenantal keeping God. He is a faithful Lord and God. So David turns back to God, for he knew that there is no other way but only to return to the Lord. Alright, so this first part tells us about his prayer to the Lord. So apart from understanding his own position, his condition before God, then from the verse 5 now tells us he understands God's nature. So verse 5, David says, for thou, O Lord, art good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on thee. So he was very, very sure. So in the verse 7, in the day of my trouble I call on thee, for thou dost answer me. So there was no doubt at all. He was full of confidence, trust, and sure, and he knew that the Lord will open a way. Alright, so in this first part in his prayer, he saw himself, he looked upon him, but most importantly, he saw the Lord. He knew the position, his position before God, and he knew the nature of God. So he turned back to the Lord. So this is the first part, his appeal for help in trouble. Then the second part, from verses 8 down to 11. Verses 8 to 10. Here tells us about the adoration of God. So in the verse 8, David says, "There is none like thee among the gods of Israel, nor are there any works like thine." So definitely the Lord God, there is none like him. If we refer to the Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, here it tells us about the song of the Moses after they had crossed the Red Sea. In this verse, Moses said, "Who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, terrible in glorious deeds, doing wonders?" Alright, so definitely there is no one like the Lord God. So in the verse 10, Psalms 86 verse 10, David says, "For thou art great and doest wondrous things, thou alone art God." Alright, so David knew, he gave praises, he gave adoration to God. He knew that God is the one true God, the Almighty God who works wonders. So there is none like the Lord God. So in the verse 9, of course, he also hoped that all the nations that the Lord had made will come and bow down before him, and they will glorify the name of the Lord. Just likened to what Paul wrote in the book of, or in his letter in the Philippians. Like in the Philippians chapter 2. In the Philippians chapter 2, from the verse 10, verse 10 and 11, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So of course, this at the time, David also hoped that the nations, they will turn to the Lord and glorify the name of the Lord and bow down to the Lord to worship him, because he is the Almighty One True God. So this second part, this is the adoration of God by David. Then the third part, from verses 11 down to 13. Here tells us about his petition and his thanksgiving to the Lord. So his petition was at the time in the verse 11. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, that I may walk in thy truth." So this is important. As we have read just now in the verse 2, he prayed that the Lord keep or preserve his life, "For I am godly." So here he also made this petition that he prayed that the Lord will continuously teach him his ways, that he will walk in his truth, so that he will continue to be one who is godly, who is pleasing to the Lord. And definitely, the Lord will hearken to him and the Lord will help him in the days of trouble. And in the verse 11, he says, the lower portion, "Unite my heart to fear thy name." So here he says, to unite my heart. So today, we must not have a divided heart. But we must be today with a one heart, with an undivided heart, we turn towards the Lord. So there should not be a conflict in us, a struggle in us, or doubt in us. But truly, today in our heart, we must unite our heart to the fear of the Lord, to walk in His ways, in His teachings, to be one pleasing to Him. And then the last part here, the point part number 4, from the 14 down to the 17. So again, there is this appeal for help. And here also the same, he knew the nature of God. So in the verse 15, David says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." Then again, he make his prayer, his appeal to the Lord to help. So from the verse 16 and 17, there are 5 requests here. Turn to me, that's number 1. Take pity on me, number 2. And give thy strength, the 3rd request. And save the son of thy handmaid to save him. Then verse 17, the 5th request, show me a sign of thy favor. Alright, so again, he make an appeal to the Lord to turn to him, to take pity on him, to strengthen him, to save him, and then to show him a clear sign. And he asked for this sign because it is for the glory of the Lord. So in the lower portion, verse 17, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because thou, Lord, has helped me and comforted me. Alright, so here he prayed that a sign will be given to him about the Lord's favor on him, so that through what will happen to David, then the Lord's name will be glorified. So from Psalms 86, we know this is an important prayer, a prayer of faith. David, who understand himself, but more importantly, he knew God and he understood the nature of God, and he turned back to God and he gave all praises and adoration to God, and he prayed that the Lord will continue to guide him to walk in his ways, so that he will continuously be one pleasing to the Lord, that his prayers will be hearkened. Now we will spend the rest of the time continue to pray for our position, to pray for our faith, our family, our church, and of course the country now from this COVID-19. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will end our family altar here. May the peace and the grace and the blessing of the Lord be upon us. Amen.